Blog Talk Radio.
Newsreel of the stars. Dateline Hollywood 1930, the Warner Brothers studio. Here at the studio's new animation department, the artists toiled endlessly to come up with cartoon stars, ultimately creating three new characters, the Warner Brothers and their sister Dot.
Oh, yes!
Unfortunately, the Warner kids were totally out of control. The trio ran amok throughout the studio. Until their capture. The Warner's films, which made absolutely no sense, were locked away in the studio vault, never to be released. As for the Warners themselves, they were locked away in the studio water tower, also never to be released. Publicly, the studio has disavowed any knowledge of the Warner's existence to this very day, when the Warners escaped.
Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Jungle Ride Radio, your host, Savvy, co-host, Ghetto G. Other co-host, Psycho Killer. Give me a minute, I'm finishing off Raw. So, which means we are going into a fucking track right the fuck now. And we are going to go with Skid Row. 18 and Life.
Yeah.
And we're back. So, you know, Raw is looking pretty good tonight. Although fucking people on fucking Twitter are fucking idiots. People on Twitter are really fucking morons. Wouldn't you agree, Chris?
With what?
That people on Twitter are fucking idiots.
That's why I don't use Twitter much.
No, I mean, if someone fucking posted up on Twitter saying, "What is going on? Is the Shield coming for Ryback?" Hashtag Raw. Well, no shit, Sherlock.
Hmm.
I mean, obviously, the coming for either fucking Cena or Ryback. Is, you know, they're the only two. They were the only two in the ring.
Exactly.
I gotta say, that movie that Brutus Clay's gonna be in, that actually looks good.
I totally agree with that.
And you know what? I'm like Gotunga and Barrett. Clay was actually in the fucking preview.
Nice.
Or am I the only one that noticed that?
I noticed it.
I mean, come on, man. Fucking, you know, each time fucking Otunga came out and fucking Barrett came out to fucking promote their shit, they were nowhere to be found in the previews.
Yep.
Brodus Clay absolutely was. Let's see what his role is going to be for this movie. Found out 1 second here. Let's see. Who all he's going to be in this movie with. Luke Evans. For some reason that name sounds familiar. Okay, yeah, Luke Evans. He was in, Clash of the Titans. Immortal, Robin Hood, The Raven, and he will be in Fast and the Furious 6. And unfortunately, just 2 more Hobbits coming out.
Ah, fuck. Another wasted movies.
Yep. They're going to drag this out like they did the fucking first one. Yeah, so there's 3 altogether. There's The Hobbit, then there's The Hobbit. Let's see. The first one's Unexpected Journey, which came out last year. Then Desolation of Smog, or the fuck that means. It's coming out this year. And next year, it's going to be There and Back Again. And apparently, apparently The Hobbit is actually supposed to be a prequel to the fucking Lord of the Rings.
I knew that.
Well, I didn't know that, because I didn't give a fuck to know about that.
So apparently now there's 3 prequels to Lord of the Rings.
Yep.
And I don't give a fuck to see any of them.
I don't think anybody does. So fucking morons out there as you like that shit.
Yep.
Alright. Let's see. close out my fucking Facebook Plus thing. And I believe I'm gonna go for Linkin Park, Numb and Encore.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Far too kind. Yeah.
Ready?
Can I get an encore? Do you want more?
Cooking raw with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time, I need y'all to roar.
Yeah.
Now what the hell are you waiting for? After me, there should be no more. So for one last time, nigga, make some noise.
Get him, Jay.
Who you know fresher than hoe? Riddle me that. The rest of y'all know where I'm lurking. Yep. Yeah. Can none of y'all mirror me back? Yeah, hear me rap, it's like hand G rapping his prime. I'm Young H.O., rap's greatly dead. Back to take over the globe, now break bread. I'm in Boeing jets, global express. Out the country, but the blueberries still connect. On the low, but the yacht got a triple deck. But when you young, what the fuck you expect? Yep, yep. Grand opening, grand closing. Goddamn your manhole, crack the can open again. Who you gonna find open ahead with no pen? Just draw inspiration. Who you gonna see? You can't replace him with cheap imitations from these generations. Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn boys. If I pay my dues, how will they pay you? When you first come in the game, they try to play you. Then you drive a couple of hits, look how they wait for you. From R.C. to Madison Square, to the only thing that matters is just a matter of years. As fate would have it, J status appears to be at an all-time high. Perfect time to say goodbye. When I come back like Jordan, we're in the 4-5. It ain't to play games with you, it's to aim at you. Probably mean you. If I owe you, I'm blowing you to smithereens. Concept, I take one for your team. And I need you to remember one thing.
One thing.
I came, I saw, I conquered. A record sale, sold out concert. Motherfucker, if you want this encore, I need you to scream to your lungs. So, come on.
I gotta say, man, I think I'm not gonna call him Team Hell, no, I'm just gonna call him the Brothers of Destruction and Daniel Bryan should have won that match tonight. Just cause like, I mean, you know, the Shield, you know, they've only been put over already as it was. I mean, you know, defeating fucking Ryback, Sheamus, and John Cena, and then Ryback, Sheamus, and Chris Jericho, and of course, you know, then Sheamus, Randy Orton, and Big Show.
And, of course, being Team Hell No before, back at the first match, the TLC one, with Ryback.
Exactly. So, you know, I think in my mind, you know, since, you know, they've already been put over enough, you know, they should have allowed, you know, fucking either Kane or Taker to beat them and pin them.
The one thing I will say is I think that the first match was definitely their best match. I mean, that one, I could I mean, honestly, that's the best match I've seen, like, you know, this whole calendar year, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So
I mean, it could definitely be a match of the year candidate whenever it comes around. I mean, I think it will be one of the candidates, you know? Because that was definitely a kick-ass match in TLC.
Even though they have some stupid moves, like the move that fucking Ambrose and Rollins does, it's called the Flying Antelope.
Well, I mean, but still, that was a good match, that TLC six-man match.
Yeah. Oh, man. No, I was just, in my mind, I don't even know. These guys just...
And I saw an article on WWE.com somewhere, which I can't find anymore, that's teasing that they're going to have a fourth member of the Shield.
Oh, great. They don't need a fourth member. They don't need to be together anymore, period.
Well, I mean, they could probably be together probably until, like, SummerSlam, you know?
Yeah, great. So it means they're going to drag this out, just like TNA's been dragging out Aces and Eights.
Which they have planned 6 months into the future. Which means this storyline is never going to fucking end.
TNA doesn't know what the hell they're doing this shit. I think what they should just do is bring back fucking Abyss and let Abyss just fucking take them out.
They should do something like that because the storyline's stale as hell. I mean, or they should take WWE's way of just planning, like, maybe 1 month ahead. Unless it's, like, you know, WrestleMania season.
Yeah, they won't do that.
Of course not. What
I'm just
Ghetto?
Saying. Ghetto G! What's happening?
Fuck you, Chris. No, I'm kidding. It's going on.
So, Chris, so, Ghetto, are you aware that that move that Ambrose and Rollins does actually has a name?
What's it called? The bow and arrow knee drop.
No, they call it the flying antelope.
Okay, then.
So, this is the perfect time for, want to know how I know you're gay joke against the Shield? Because you have a move called the flying antelope.
I didn't really know that they could fly.
Well, still, they have a move called Flying Fruit, which proves they're gay.
So, Ghetto Man, you know, what did you think of Brodus Clay's movie? Which, you know, you actually got to see him in the preview.
Yeah, he actually made the trailer, yeah. It's impressive.
Yeah, well, to me, it looks good just because of the fact, you know, it's a horror movie.
Yeah.
The fact that I think they got Brodus Clay as one of the killers.
Yeah, I don't know how well that's going to work out.
What, you're going to be killing them? Are you dancing?
I don't know. I don't know what's more embarrassing, Ryback trying to talk or having to see the Shield wrestle a whole match and do nothing.
And still win, right?
Wait. Ghetto, did Chris tell you the even best move, best thing? Apparently they're teasing for a fourth member of the Shield.
Let's hope it's a female and it's Paige.
No, we just hope that the Shield just fucking breaks the fuck up already.
Because if not, then, you know, they're just going to ruin that whole thing just like Aces and Eights.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't even know what the hell. I don't know about these motherfuckers anymore. Like, man, come on. Derby's losing it. Fucking TNA lost it a long time ago.
Gee, I don't think they really ever had it. Well,
and
I mean, hold on, I take this. They had something that was, you know, special about them, and that was that octagon ring or whatever the hell.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the minute fucking Hogan came in, they got rid of it.
Exactly.
So, So once they got rid of that, they were done.
Yeah, pretty much. So I'm gonna say, yo, that fucking not fucking eight, the eight sided ring was fucking badass. Or was it six sided? What the fuck it was?
It was six.
It was six. Whatever the fuck it was. It was badass because you know what? It was something different. I mean, such a fact, you know, you can have as many fucking tag teams on the fucking thing. I mean, I'm pretty sure fucking Teddy Long would have loved that. Tag team matches!
Right. Get TNA six-sided ring and WWE 14 and have a Teddy Long edition.
Yeah, they should have kept that. Should have kept that ring and had Teddy Long run TNA.
And we would have seen them die already.
No, man, we talking about that would be going on forever, man. What's going on tonight, Teddy? Oh, I'm thinking something new. Tag team match.
Ghetto G, I'm pretty sure if we put Teddy Long in charge of TNA, it would no longer be called Total Nonstop Action. It would be called Tag Team Nonstop Action.
It'd be called Teddy Nothing Crap. I don't fucking know. I ain't got nothing.
Like I said, it would be the Tag Team Nonstop Action now. Instead of Total Nonstop Action.
Well, I mean, he's not the only one making terrible choices anymore because Booker T's doing pretty bad, too, because now we got to see Del Rio versus Swagger again.
Well, at least that's a triple threat match.
No, Friday.
Fuck.
Yeah, Chris, you probably want to pay attention this time Friday. They have Del Rio, Swagger, no DQ match.
Yeah, we just saw that match at WrestleMania, then we saw it again last week. Now we're going to see it again on SmackDown.
And probably the following week.
Chris, don't think that. I mean, it's just, I don't even know anymore that with this fucking shit, man.
It's so funny to watch the crowds nowadays ever since that New Jersey thing. Because these crowds try to be that, but they kind of fail.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, how about the fact that during, like, every single match, like, they kept doing the whole fucking Fandango bullshit during every match?
They're trying to be as crazy as that crowd, but it's just never going to happen again.
I mean, come on. I mean, since the fact, you know, they had fucking Fandango beat William Regal.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
I mean, hell, if you're going to put him in a match, let him get somebody like Zack Ryder or something, where they would actually cheer him.
No, not their hometown boy. They got to have shitty people like that so Big E can look good.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I don't know, man. You know, just kind of hoping for fucking, you know, William Regal just say fuck it and just start beating the fuck out of him through his fucking blood.
So what happened in the first half an hour of that?
It was boring.
Well, that helps.
Well, you forgot that Paul Heyman took a pedigree in the first half an hour.
Oh, what the hell?
But that was about it.
That was the only good point about the first half hour. Other than that, it was boring. Because you had Curtis Clay versus Danny's hand out.
He didn't even know who he fought. He's like, wait, who's the other guy?
And then, later on, right after that match, they had Tensai versus Cody Rhodes.
No, I saw that.
I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Why are they trying to make Tensai wear tights, man? They don't even fit them.
This is crazy.
I mean, stupid.
Like, he tries to wear them, and, like, you could see that, like, they could barely even go on them.
Again, it's creepy.
It's like, dude, go back to whatever the hell you were wearing before or something, or wear like you did when you were in TNA. Well, not the business, the group.
Yeah. Go back to being A-Train.
Oh, and I like, if you notice that, like, the back of his head, man, his tattoos were rubbing off.
Yeah, I saw that.
So, for that's out there to anybody that thought that shit was real on his face.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah, wait, get on. I should read this to you, bud. Yeah, people on fucking YouTube, Twitter are fucking stupid as all hell. There's someone named Alexandra Garnett goes, "What is going on? Is the Shield coming for Ryback?"
Yes.
That'd be just kind of like a dumb somebody put, like, on Twitter or something, "Is Ryback heel?" It's like, duh.
Man. I don't even know, man. Ryback talking is like Brock Lesnar talking.
Yeah.
It's just bad.
Need somebody else to talk for him. Right?
Go be with Paul Heyman or something, so at least, you know, somebody can talk for you.
Exactly. He's kind of boring as hell when he talks. It's like, okay, I'm going to take a nap now.
He's like a mix between a retard and that old Doyle dude off of, you know, Adam Sandler's movie.
The Doyle dude and Eugene. Next.
What the
Except fuck Eugene was a hell of a lot more entertaining.
What is it? Is that Happy Gilmore?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Doyle rules! Ryback rules! Come on. Kill the Ryback!
I see, Adam took down his fucking message, his post, yes, from last night.
Oh, the one that made no sense.
Yeah.
Good job, Adam.
Good job, Mr. I Am Suckadick.
Oh, Adam.
Well, I think it's funny how he fucking posted up something up on Facebook saying, "Full pink moon."
What?
How the fuck do you get a pink moon?
This is Adam we're talking about here.
Good point.
Sometimes I wonder what kind of drugs he's on.
Yeah. And what the fuck? And what the fuck isn't he sharing?
Yeah, and where the fuck
you get him
to?
That's awesome. He said that same time.
Like, I don't know, man. I think the world would be more interesting if I was on what he was on.
Everybody was on what he was on. It'd be a hell of a lot better.
So, how do you feel about people saying KMK is racist?
How the fuck are they racist?
Because of a line that they said directed towards Potluck.
Who gives a fuck?
But I'm just saying. Now that's the whole big thing, man, is because, you know, saying that they're racist towards them and, what's his name? One Ton was making fun of Daddy X and D-Lo because saying they need to rap, learn how to rap.
Oh, man, this shit's never going to end.
So do you think that shit is real? You think maybe for publicity?
It's possible, you know, it could be for publicity.
Because I don't know, man. I don't know if they're really beefing or not. Because this is just weird.
And stupid.
Like, why would they be, you know, racist towards people on their label?
Exactly. I mean, this is the fact that, you know, they signed them themselves.
I don't know. They're saying that they suck and that they're posers, you know, all this shit. It's crazy.
Yeah. I don't say about these motherfuckers about the whole shit anymore. Simple as that.
When we gonna get Big B on here, man? Maybe he knows.
whenever he's ready to release his damn album.
Wasn't that supposed to be like this month?
Yeah. They're still working on it.
Man, it better be a good album, man.
Hell yeah. Because of the fact he's been working on that shit since, like, what, last year?
Man, it's been a while.
Yeah, Fool's Gold. We thought it would be released on April 1st, but,
Wait, hold on. Did you say April 1st?
Yeah.
No, that was his joke to you then.
Pretty much.
Well, there you have it.
Well, there you go. Now it's all... We don't even know.
Now, did you tell me this before, but, did you tell me about Rob Zombie having a new CD coming up?
Yep. I already have it pre-ordered.
Because I just saw that commercial on TV a little while ago.
I already pre-ordered it through Amazon.
When the hell does that come out? The 27th?
23rd. Tomorrow.
Comes out tomorrow?
Yep.
I swear to God, it said the 27th. Oh, well. 23rd. Okay, tomorrow it comes out then.
I decided to pre-order it through Amazon because of the fact that it's, $9.99 for the pre-order. Much cheaper than, we usually get from, like, his shit.
Is he, you got any special offers with it?
I don't think so. I'm about to look at that right now.
Do you know anything off of the CD?
We got one track on the soundboard right now.
And what's that?
Let me go back to Rob Zombie. Because I don't remember this fucking title of this track off fan name because it's still new. Dead City Radio and the New Gods of Supertown.
Wait, that's the name of the track?
Yes. Yeah.
I thought that was the name of the people on it with them. Oh. I don't know. Why don't you go ahead and play that then?
You can definitely do that. Let me get the fuck off my fucking Facebook app for my computer. All right, here we go. Rob Zombie, Dead City Radio, and the New Gods of Supertown.
Radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives.
Yeah.
We're back. And Ghetto, are you ready for some new DJ Clay?
I did see that. June 4th.
Yeah, man. Whitney Payton's going to be up on that shit.
I saw that, too. I was like, wow. That's good shit, though.
Hell yeah. And holy shit. Yo, they must have fucking really dug deep into the fucking cemetery to dig up this motherfucker. They brought back Misery.
Yeah. After all that shit at the gathering or whatever with that dude. Surprised they brought him back at all.
Hell yeah. I mean, but unfortunately, ICP did a cover. We'll do a track with Crash on.
That was off of the Mighty Death Ball.
Well, I didn't pay attention to who the fuck was on it, so.
It was on the it was on the bonus CD that came with the white pop, I think. It's the one where they did like, you know, the one with Fred Durst and all that shit, all the different people.
Oh yeah, like I know what you're talking about. I don't think I was paying attention to the that track at all.
But yeah, I believe it's the white pop bonus CD that came with it. But that track is we already heard that.
Yeah, we have. Well, except this is gonna be a remix, apparently.
No, the first one was terrible. I don't want to hear another version.
Let's see.
That's like when they took the Wraith, and then they remixed those albums.
I apparently don't have that one. I suppose they don't. Okay, here we go.
But it's about time that they finally put out a DJ Clay, number 3 there. Or, wait, what's the name of this CD?
Called DJ Clay's Mixtape. I don't know what the fuck it's called. But,
Because I was looking, for the Book of the Wicked 3 and 4.
Let's see what this is going to be. Mixtapes. This is actually going to be called World Upside Down.
That's a pretty lame title.
It really is.
Come on, that's the best
thing.
And
we have Speedy Gonzalez with us. But yeah, let's go to our, you know, all who's gonna be up on this, but you know, hell things. You got ICP, of course.
They're not on it.
I can't believe that. That is not right.
ABK for the new track.
Drive-By's on there.
Yeah, Drive-By's up on there. Blaze is up on there.
Whitney Payton's on there.
Lady Diamond, the Purple Gang featuring 27. You got Violent J. You know, you got a Cold 27 track. You know, even though I doubt it's an extra. You know, I doubt it's one of his own tracks.
Yeah, right. And it's on a mixtape.
So of course it's gonna be his own track. For the first time ever. Oh wait, no, that ain't happening.
Even his debut album wasn't even on his own original shit.
You got KMK up on there.
Wow, that's surprising.
Yeah. Yeah. Like two or three skits up on it.
Is Twisted on there?
Nope.
No. I know Blaze is on there like twice.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you guys soul track with them, then you got Drive-By. Unfortunately, for some odd reason they're throwing Scream a Joe Strange remix up on there.
I was thinking it was gonna be that Gundam style version that I put on the soundboard.
That'd be absolutely horrible.
That's what I thought I was going to read, but then that's not what it said.
Luckily.
Yeah, thank God for that.
Speedy.
Yeah.
You realize you're on a radio station.
Yeah.
And why have music in the background?
Because it's commercial.
Oh, so you want the TV as well as you do. I see.
Commercial on TV. I'm watching TV.
I said TV.
I know. I was just saying.
Hey, don't worry about it. Don't worry. It's, you know, Chris is just a foreigner, so, you know, it's kind of hard to, you know, understand what he says.
Here we go.
Alex, how the fuck am I a foreigner again? Remind me of this.
He gets so pissed about it.
No, I just don't really give a shit.
Go ahead, Havoc. Explain to him why he's a foreigner.
Because you were in England for 4 years, said that you came back, so which means you were still a foreigner. And, you know, you bought fags from a dude at a fucking airport.
You bought used fags.
Well, when I was in England, I did buy a pack of cigarettes. What you have to call them faggots there.
That's why it's funny.
It is.
But no. What's even funny is that you bought used fags.
No, they were not used.
Chris, I'm sorry, but if you buy a pack of cigarettes and there's one missing, it's used.
Yeah.
I smoked one there, so one was missing when I got to the U.S.
He smoked the faggot and then he came to the U.S.
Of course, you have to.
What do you mean you have to? What?
Before you come back to the U.S. or England, you have to smoke a faggot.
So in order to get your green card and your passport, you had to smoke a faggot.
Well, considering I'm from the U.S., I have to get a green card. So you can try again.
Let's say you're going from the U.S. to England. What do you got to do?
Show your passport before you go. Get stamps. That's about it.
So the same rules don't apply?
It's basically the same thing. So when you're leaving there, you get your passport stamped right when you arrive back.
So in other words, even to get there, you have to smoke a fag then too.
No.
Well, thanks for clearing that up, Chris.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm just looking at the track list to Tech N9ne's later CD that's coming out this year.
Therapy.
And...
Something else.
The first one, something else.
That's Therapy.
I'm just looking at the artist he has featured on this. It just seems weird. He has people like The Game, CeeLo Green, The Doors, some weird dude called Serge Tankian.
Whoa.
Down, man. Do not butcher that name. Go back to Smokey and Faggot.
So wait, hold on. The Doors? That's strange.
No, he said Surge.
No, he said The Doors.
Yes, I said The Doors.
Damn.
I mean, besides the strange music clouds, like, you know, Seth Crew, Chris Calico, Mayday, Ritz, Stevie Stone, he has B.O.B., Big Crit, CeeLo Green, Game, Infogate, Surge, Tonkan, T-Pain, and The Doors.
And
so far.
Butchered so bad.
Oh, God, CeeLo Green made it on a Tech N9ne album. Great.
But hey, but you know the fact that for the first time ever, we get Tech N9ne and Surge on a fucking track.
Yeah, that should be interesting.
Hell yeah. But didn't The Doors die?
I don't know.
I guess not.
Wait, hold on.
The last time Havoc told me somebody was dead, she ended up on the cover of Maxim magazine of this year.
Happy Kansas and Philly is telling us people are dead that aren't dead.
Yeah, he tried to convince me that Topanga of a Boy Meets World was dead. But, like, I just saw her damn Maxim pictures and shit from this year.
That's great.
And well, she's supposed to be in the remake of Boy Meets World, which is Girl Meets World or whatever the hell. She's supposed to be the parent
that
in there. So therefore, she can't be dead.
Wait. I found Chris's favorite band ever. Since he loves smoking fags, his favorite band is The Butch Band.
The Butch?
No.
Yeah, apparently two members of the Doors formed a band called the Butts Band.
I don't know. I heard a great name that a band calls themselves. They call themselves I Killed the Prom Queen.
Oh, yeah,
that's
I heard
a
about
great
them.
Name.
I was like, how are you just going to call yourself that?
Because they killed the prom queen.
Because they probably did kill that bitch or something. And
she deserved it.
And now they got a group and they sing about it.
Of course. It all makes sense now.
So that's crazy, man. You can get away with killing somebody and just make music about it.
Yep.
Dude. Apparently Tech N9ne is also working on getting James Hetfield onto the fucking album, too.
What?
James Hetfield, lead vocalist of Metallica.
The hell, what is he doing this all metal shit?
I don't know, but apparently he attempted to get Corey Taylor to record vocals for a track too.
Did you try to say Corey Taylor right there?
Yes he did.
Well, I don't know. That would be interesting too.
Yeah, but the whole Big Crit shit and the fucking CeeLo Green, fuck out of here.
But like, him singing like he's in Slipknot, not that Stone Sour bullshit.
Yeah, this is true. But yeah, it looks like the track "That's My" when I'm gonna be featuring Big Crit, CeeLo Green, and The Game all on the same on one track together.
With Tech N9ne, of course. So
oh, no,
how
no.
That one's gonna turn out.
Yeah. Did you not?
Well, thank you for pointing out the obvious. With Tech N9ne, of course. Thank you for pointing out that obvious fact right there.
I don't know if Tech N9ne's gonna be on that track.
I don't think he will. He's only on his album. He might just take a break and say,
well,
okay, I'm gonna go smoke a joint. You guys do this track without me.
Well, I don't think he could be that embarrassed. Like, what was that off the Lil Wayne album where Tech N9ne and Andre 3000 did the track and he didn't even jump on it? on his own album?
That's awesome.
That's the Lil Wayne faggot.
So it's possible Tech N9ne might not be on the track.
So wait, I gotta ask. Chris, since you smoked faggots over in England, did you ever smoke pissing?
Sorry, I can't hear you while you're pissing.
I said, Chris, since you smoked faggots over in England, did you ever smoke Lil Wayne?
Nope.
Because, I mean, that would be the biggest faggot of them all you could probably ever smoke.
Nope. I'm not smoking those kind of faggots. Like you are Havoc.
but you did smoke fags though, right?
Which are cigarettes in England.
Oh my god. It's gonna go on forever.
It could go on for hours. That's the funny thing.
But all I gotta say is the fact that you bought used fags. I don't know what the hell's the matter with you.
We've already, come to this conclusion that there's many things wrong with Chris.
Well, thinking there's many things wrong with fucking Adam, too.
A lot of things wrong with Speedy, too.
Well, of course. There's a lot of things wrong with GOG, too.
Yeah, there's plenty of things wrong with GOG, man.
Hell yeah. And me. But, you know, I think it's funny how, last night Adam was bitching him about SKR and calling himself I Am Suckadick.
I missed that.
And now I know Adam's apparently posting up on Facebook. God's creations are so awesome. Yes, my best friend, they very well are. Praise the Lord, amen.
The fuck?
What the hell?
How the fuck do you go from hating on SKR and saying you are a sucker dick to praising the Lord?
Speedy, you want to take this one?
Well, Speedy, thank you for the win.
That's probably for the best that she doesn't take anything for the win.
It's a good thing she's not my phone, a friend.
Exactly.
What?
Poor mine.
Like I said, exactly. She's not any of our phone friends.
Yeah, we'd all lose.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Speedy. Thanks for nothing.
You know what?
Have a nice day.
I'm not even commenting, G.
On what? What the hell was that supposed to mean?
I wonder.
She's a little weirdo.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like Chris.
You said Chris is a little weirdo. So, where's Mr. Negativity at tonight?
Which one?
I mean, Big Homie. Where's Big Homie at?
The one who added the payphone to the brick.
I don't know. Maybe he died.
Maybe he dropped the brick on his foot.
Speaking of dropping bricks on your foot or whatever, man, back in high school, man, I had like one of them biology books, you know, big as fuck. I dropped that shit on my foot. That hurt like a motherfucker.
If I start spacing out, don't answer. It's because I'm drinking.
Yeah, I'm sure it's because you're drinking.
Oh, I am. I'm already halfway out of it, so.
You space out regardless.
Actually, I space out more when I'm drinking.
Just don't drink yourself sober like Chris does.
Oh, God. I'm not that bad.
Neither is he.
Good.
I mean, on my birthday, they only drank half the bottle of Jack Daniels they had. But, whatever.
Jesus, Havoc, we heard you over Chris's loud-ass voice.
Yeah, I know.
Sound like you split your pants.
You probably did.
But, speaking of Mr. Negativity and Mr. I Am a Sucker Dick, a.k.a. Adam, where the fuck are they at? Well, you know, where the fuck is he at, I should say.
Maybe they're together.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that
They are.
Just imagine if that was an argument going on.
And that worst argument ever.
That would go nowhere.
That's like two idiots trying to argue with each other. It would never end.
Cripple fight! Nah, man. They should put them on South Park, though.
They really should.
Now that's something I want to see, man. Tell them creators, man, to put Big Homie and Adam on that show.
And Speedy, why the fuck are you poking me for?
Because I felt like it.
Damn it, Speedy, quit poking people.
You know what? I like poking people.
We can tell.
Yeah, I know.
I don't have complaints.
No one ever complains about it.
Well, not until you go to the extremes like Tammy Brown.
Hey, don't say that name. I'll just fucking start poking all of us again.
I'm just saying, man, that was a wild poke war right there.
At least it's over for now.
Yeah, for now.
We hope. We hope forever.
Yeah, well, you know, her minions aren't around, so, you know, I think it's over.
Yep.
We must summon the magic Tammy.
Excuse me.
The fuck was that? Did you just, like, fucking yourself?
Me belching.
Did you just shit yourself?
I heard, like, the word shivers. Damn.
do we need to call somebody?
Yeah, like, you know, an exorcist. Or,
an exorcist.
Or, you know, your son, Skywalker.
Did you say Luke Skywalker? What the hell are we waiting for? Is the Force stronger than this one?
Well, because Speedy is his father.
So how did she turn into a dude's father? She had a sex change to be his father. And then had it back.
She was breathing like Darth Vader last night.
Was I?
Yes.
I am your father.
Oh, man.
Anyway,
now that we've killed Luke Skywalker.
Nah, it's down to an exorcist and Luke Skywalker. Which one are we going to go with?
Exorcist Luke Skywalker, walk you to a bar. Who gives a fuck?
Chris, the punchline for that was absolutely horrible.
He had no punchline. He barely had a joke. Like,
well, that's just normal.
Next time, you'll get it.
Anyways, why the fuck are they making a Star Trek movie?
Why are they making a Star Trek video game?
God.
Exactly. Like,
why do they make Star Trek?
Period. I know, right? Oh. Star Trek is terrible.
Exactly. I think he's gay as hell.
Star Wars. First, you do realize this is not the first Star Trek movie, right?
Yep. I realize that.
There's been a thousand of them that just need to go the fuck away.
Well, why else would we be saying, why the fuck are they making one?
Exactly.
I think the question is, why the fuck are they making another one?
Because that's all they can do, man, is make remakes.
Yeah.
Star Trek's like the idiot brother of Star Wars. Star Wars is actually good, though.
Yeah, but even Star Wars is going to come back with new movies, though. I'm just saying, they need to stop doing these things.
They really do.
final point, because they're going to nuke two new Star Wars. It's like, what the fuck? Are you going to do number 7, or are you going to jump to like number 9 or something like that and go back around to force with that 12 movies?
I think it's supposed to be, what was the last one?
Episode 3?
I don't know.
I think it's supposed to be like 4 or something. I don't know. Whatever the fuck they're doing with it.
Okay, it's stupid as hell.
Yeah.
Just end something when it's good. Don't keep trying to butcher it till it becomes horrible, like Ace and Nate and TNA.
You would think, but that'll never happen with anything.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, you know, with Facebook. They keep killing that more and more.
What do you know if Rob Zombie pulled a fucking ICP?
What the hell does that mean? They're fighting with somebody on his label?
No, there's 2 fucking versions of the new album.
Oh, my God.
There's the regular standard cover. There's the standard cover, and then there's the 3D one.
Ooh, a 3D cover that nobody's ever going to look at.
I don't know which one I'm getting. I don't know which one I'll be having, but I'm not going. I don't want the cover. I just want the book.
But did you even get that option?
No.
Well, then you're just going to get the original one then.
Apparently.
Because if you had no option, they're obviously not going to just send you the 3D one.
Well, they're getting like a. Yeah, and I'm not going through fucking Best Buy anyways. It's fucking $11.99 for it. Fuck out of here. I paid fucking $9.99 for my shit.
How much is the CD? Just the regular one.
But the one I got off of Amazon.
No, I mean, at Best Buy, you said it was $11.99 for the 3D one. Well, how much is the original one?
Yeah, I know.
They're playing Jeopardy theme in the background. Well, he's looking it up.
Damn. So, so if I went with the Best Buy fucking version, I would have gotten the 3D cover. I would have gotten access to the previously unreleased streaming video content of Rob Zombie making of the Dead City Radio with behind-the-scenes footage, interviews, commentary, and more. Oh, well.
So they only have 1 copy there, then?
Yeah.
And it's $12.
Yep, Best Buy has the 3D, and Amazon has the original, or regular, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
That's strange.
Wait. We have Mr. I Am Sucker Dick on the phone with us.
What's up, motherfucker?
What up, Adam?
Yo, man. Don't tell me you got a sucker dick, too.
Whatever.
You guys would be the number 4 to tell me to suck a dick, or that I suck dick.
Well, you just told yourself to do it, so we had to be number 4.
It came from your fingers.
Yeah, Adam.
Back to you.
Because you are the one who posted on your page, I am suck a dick.
Wait, what?
Say that again. In your long-ass rant towards SKR, you happened to put that in the mix of it.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys actually read that?
Yes, we did.
Unfortunately for you.
Wait.
I think it was towards my family I said suck a dick to. I don't think it was SKR. It was actually towards my family.
No, but you put I am suck a dick. And you also put Trinidad. What the fuck is Trinidad?
Those ain't still up there. I deleted those.
No, but I'm just saying, we read it, man, just yesterday.
Oh, jeez. I don't know, after beer five, man, after that fifth tall can, and my sister telling me, long story, man. Very long story.
Wait,
I can't explain anything.
He's given up the opportunity to tell a long story. What the fuck is going on?
What the hell happened? He changed.
This isn't Adam. Where's Adam at?
Yeah. Will the real Adam please stand up?
We're going to.
Apparently now he fucking shady.
Ticket, 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 slim Adam.
I'm sorry, you guys' eyeballs actually caught view of that, man. Like, really, I couldn't even tell you what was on there last night.
But it's gone now.
Yeah, well, I just told you what was on it, Mister. I am sucker dick.
You should took a picture of her or something so you can show him.
Yeah, I should have. I didn't think to do that.
Oh my gosh.
I wish somebody had a fucking picture of that. That would be perfect. Keep
now,
on Facebook wall.
No, if only we ran like one of them like pages or some shit, man, where they take a screenshot of fucking everything. Then we would have one.
Exactly.
Would.
No, I wouldn't want somebody to take a picture of that. That was horrible. There was a lot of shit going on last night, and it just finally
stopped. Damn, right, it was horrible. Your spelling was atrocious.
It was wasted. Literally, I could not sit in my chair. I'm sitting in a really heavy chair. It's hard to push over, right? And I got bruises all over my body because I kept falling over with this goddamn chair. I banged my head. Fucking collarbone.
Wait, hold on. I'm having trouble following this story.
Beat myself up, man.
You started off saying that you can't move this chair. And then you went into, you were sleeping in and you kept falling out of it.
Yeah, like, it's a really heavy chair. It's hard to move, you know what I mean? It's like, it's just really heavy. And, like, for some reason, like, my body must be heavier than the chair because it kept falling
like
on top of me.
Was the chair raping you in the middle of the night? Like, what the fuck is going on?
I think so, man. I was getting my ears raped, my text messages raped, my Facebook raped, and the chair raped me. It was a really bad
there's a
chain of events.
How did the chair rape you? How the fuck that's even possible?
Well, Chris, if you've ever heard of an enema chair, you will understand.
I have heard of that. You're putting that into my head.
Go ahead and Google that.
That's got the same.
No, thank you. I know what it is.
That must have the same structure as like one of those baby birthing chairs.
Baby birthing chairs.
What the
fuck?
Yeah,
you know, like where they got the legs like spread out. You know what I mean? Like, these put the legs out.
He literally did get raped.
Your enema chair. Not my chair. My chair don't do that to me.
The chair's like, take it, bitch.
Sit on me. This is the perfect time that Big Homie called in.
Big Homie. Adam's here. Where you at?
Yeah, where are you and your damn Burke at?
Maybe he knocked himself out. He went to pick up the phone.
He killed himself.
He's actually here. Big Homie's actually here. Is he still using a payphone? The other day he said he got a cell phone, right?
It's funny that people still say that. It's awesome.
No, Adam. He doesn't have a payphone anymore. He now has the very first ever cell phone, the Brick.
Which is huge as fuck. I got like $3,000 to buy.
Made by caveman.
Released in 1986.
Speaking of caveman, you guys ever seen what is it? The what do they call them? The urban Tarzan.
Yes.
I've seen some of it. Really didn't care to watch it though.
Yeah, it's one of those reality shows or something. I was just bringing it up because you guys said caveman, and the guy on there is named Caveman. He kind of looks cool. Makes me laugh.
What's called Urban Tarzan or whatever?
Tarzan. Well, yeah, I mean, Tarzan, caveman. I kind of get
it. Well, this story sucks. What else you got?
Oh, man. So I think I even came on here last night. What was it? I came on and I was wasted as fuck, dude. But I teach you guys a secret lyric, right? I don't think I could really.
What is this, the Pee Wee Herman show? No, I didn't hear no special word.
I don't know. I think I cut you guys off and started rapping a lyric or something like that on accident. What? Like,
what?
I was like, hold on. Let me start over. I was like, wasted. I couldn't even word my words right, dude.
No, you couldn't, because it's like you kept going fucking hell's bells, hella bells.
Yeah.
And back in black, too black. I mean, honestly, I'm surprised you were able to fucking pronounce AC/DC.
Oh, man.
Hey, Ghetto, guess what? You get to see, well, I don't know how fucking close this is to you, MPA, but, how far is, Burgettstown?
Not anywhere close.
Well, that's the only part. What about Scranton?
Yeah, well, if that one isn't close, that one sure isn't close.
Hey, guys, I'm going to call right back in. I'll be right back, y'all. Woo-hoo.
Okay, Mr. I am so good.
All right, motherfucker. Talk to you in a
minute. Motherfucker.
Hang the phone up.
Hang the phone.
Wow, he did.
But anyway, what is the show or something coming here?
Rockstar Mayhem Fest.
Mayhem Fest. So what was the first place that you said?
Burgettstown and
all right, yeah, Clinton. that's a drive, but I guess you could say it's kind of close.
Well, it'd be worth it to go because
that's where they used to have Ozfest, I think.
This year they've got Rob Zombie, Five Finger Death Punch, Mastodon, and Amon Amarth up on main stage, but for the Jägermeister stage, they got Butcher Babies.
Nah, for real.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's going to be, for the Jägermeister stage, it's going to be Machine Head, Job for a Cowboy, Butcher Babies, Battlecross, and Huntress. And then for the Musicians Institute stage, it's going to be Children of Bodom, Behemoth, Immure, Born of Osiris, Motionless in White, and Thrown in Exile. Then the Sumerian record stage is going to be City in the Sea, and there's going to be more to be announced. But, yeah, man, fucking the fact that Butcher Babies gets to share a fucking stage with Machine Head, that's fucking nuts.
But that's funny, though, man. I just heard of these people, like last week or something.
And they're on tour with Rob Zombie.
Yeah, dude, that's for this show, man. I don't really know that many people on it. Except for Rob Zombie and them and Child of Boredom or whatever. But
Children of Boredom.
Whatever the fuck. But yeah, I don't know very many people on that show, but I mean, I'll go see those two.
Hell yeah. But you definitely gotta check out fucking Amon Amarth fucking live, man. They're fucking sick.
And when's this show?
Let's see, this had a date of, dates. It is First one is on July 12th, and then the other one's on July 13th.
12th and 13th?
Yep.
Of July?
Yeah. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, going to Mayhem Fest is completely worth it, man. It's like Mayhem Fest is so fucking amazing.
Well, I'm saying, I've only ever been to like All-In's Fest.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, I've had the pleasure of being to going to the very first Mayhem Fest. It was fucking amazing.
I mean, All-In's Fest is pretty much the same fucking thing, but.
Yeah. Pretty much, but Mayhem Fest is just, I don't know, seems a little bit more better than Ozfest nowadays.
I don't know about that.
The fucking first one I went, the very first Mayhem Fest was just, I mean, this was like the actual very first one, period. Dude, I got so fucked up there.
But I think the last, like, metal-type show I went to was the last Mudvayne show that came in.
Probably.
Back in, like, 07, 08, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it's just fucking amazing.
But other than that, I've, you know, seen nothing but, like, you know, like, Strange Music shows and Psychopathic Record shows and shit.
I suggest you go with the Mayhem Boilermaker combo. Definitely go for a Boilermaker.
What? What are you saying?
Boilermaker.
Which means what?
It's a drink.
Oh, why don't you just say that?
It's like a cocktail. Well, like a beer cocktail, in a way. It consists of a glass of beer and a shot of whiskey.
Well, there you go.
I'm sure.
That sounds hella good.
Well, of course it does, you fucking drunk.
Well, there you go, Chris. There's something for you to do tonight.
Yeah. Fucking alcoholic.
Nope. I'm not drinking anything tonight.
What?
That's a shocker.
I don't drink every night.
No.
So you say any worse.
I know.
And Rabbit isn't a stoner.
Well, she really isn't. Wait, no, I call bullshit on that.
Wait, did you just say she really isn't? Did you just say that?
I said, wait, I call bullshit on that.
See, that many to call bullshit on yourself.
Yeah.
I had to say that sarcastically.
Yeah,
I just had to point something out, you know, that you couldn't deny. What stories you got to tell us?
Wait, go ahead and story tell us.
Yeah, she died.
Yes.
Well,
she passed out.
I thought she died, not passed out, fool.
Died or passed out, stayed.
There's a difference.
I just say same thing, but you say there's a difference. Well, I know, but
are you sure about that?
There she is.
See?
I just heard her.
She passed out.
Yeah.
She woke back up. She didn't die.
Darth Vader.
I've been here. I just was sneezing my ass off.
Hey, wait. Yo, if y'all noticed, I said Darth Vader. She responded.
What?
Well, of course. Her new nickname is Darth Vader.
Well, I guess we're on the dark side now.
Who was the person that she took that name from? The person was snoring on the line like Darth Vader.
I don't remember.
Was it you?
Either. No, it was not me.
Why would it be Chris?
I don't know.
The world may never know.
It was some chick. Really? I don't remember who the hell it was, though.
Oh, yeah, some chick. That helps out.
Stupid chick. We got a lot to pick
from.
Yeah, we get a lot of those, Chris.
Yep. who cares?
You care, apparently.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
I try to remember who the fuck it was, but it don't matter.
Yeah, don't matter. Call cool bullshit. I want to see the half walk in.
The fuck was that?
That was one of the videos, like, you know, like announcing the lineup and shit for Mayhem Fest this year. And they all come to Connecticut, which means my ass is going. I don't give a fuck.
Sounding like a bunch of static.
Which I gotta see what when they're coming to CT. July 21st, Comcast here. How much are the VIP tickets? Probably expensive as all shit. But I'm definitely going for a fucking VIP package, more than likely. If I decide to go. Hey, there ain't nothing wrong with it, because you get a fucking Mayhem Festival Zippo lighter, fucking bag, beer koozie, collegiate, universal size adjustable ring, early entry to the venue, VIP, commemorative laminate ticket, and on-site VIP host, and also you get to get back, go backstage and meet the bands.
That was probably the only good part about it, anything you just said right there.
Yep.
I wonder how much...
It's going backstage and meeting the bands.
Hey, I mean, that would be good, though, because of its own fact. If I do manage to make my way there... Plug in and try to set up some interviews.
Well, if you were just a slutty female, you could just get backstage for free.
Well, now, definitely, this
is worth it. The VIP general admission is $200.
Jeez.
The best thing is, oh, yeah, you have to get a. Pretty much like a one general admission standing pit ticket, which means you get into the fucking pit as well.
There could be a pit anywhere, dude.
You have no idea how true that is.
But I mean, every time I see a pit at like an ICP show or something, these people are just trying to beat each other up. Like that's not what a mosh pit is. You're not supposed to go in there and fight people.
Well, apparently according to them, you are.
Because these motherfuckers were going at each other, and at the end of the show, dude's like, I think I broke my rib. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, man, yo, I want that beer koozie.
Ooh. You don't even drink beer, though.
Sometimes I do. If I'm actually in the mood. I mean, you know, like, as long as I'm in the mood to drink, then I'll fucking have a beer or something.
I thought you just said a hell of a beer.
I'm sorry, I'm not Adam.
Adam doesn't say that.
Nobody says Hella Bells by AC/DC.
But speaking of Butcher Babies or whatever, man, you should play that other track that's on the soundboard.
Definitely should, since that would be one of the tracks that they would be performing at the show.
That Mr. Slow Death song, you should play that.
Yeah, man, that's one of the tracks that supported the lineup, along with, I believe, Axe Wound.
They only got four songs, though.
I think they got more than that, but here we go. Butcher Babies, Mr. Slow Death. Track. Hell yeah. That man, I love Butcher Baby's fucking mics. Because of the fact, their mics are like in the shape of a fucking butcher knife.
Huh. That's pretty sweet.
Hell yeah, man. And the best thing is, they actually perform with the fucking electric tape on their fucking tits.
Well, I know this. I saw videos and pictures.
I think the brunettes get
them. I mean, that's how I found them, man, on Google, because I was looking for bitches with electrical tape on them.
Yeah, but
then I found out they were in a group, and there you go.
Hell yeah, and the brunette got fucking better tits than a blonde.
I don't know, they're both pretty good.
Hell yeah, but I mean, I'm saying the brunette tits are looking a hell of a lot better than the blondes. Blondes like, look all fucking droopy and shit. But I'm definitely looking forward to the new Rob Zombie CD coming to my fucking door.
Until the Mexican steals it.
God damn it, African Mexican midget. Why'd he steal that Rob Zombie CD from me?
That'd be funny if a Mexican stole that CD, though. Because those people don't usually listen to that type of music.
It'd be funny if it was the African Mexican midget.
Well, it'd be funny to see one of those, too.
It really would.
Well, what kind of poster of Mexican midget? We got we have, of course, Speedy with us.
She's an African Mexican midget?
Damn.
Well, you know, I don't know about the African part, but she says that she's Latino.
Well, kind of what we're looking for.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, well, we're halfway there.
Are we living on a prayer?
Well, I guess apparently the creepy war.
He said, oh, we're halfway there.
God damn it.
I didn't know you listened to Bon Jovi.
I don't.
Well, you do now.
Yeah.
Nope.
Hit him with it.
Yep.
Is it on a soundboard?
Bet I'm checking.
Please,
the first
don't have it on the soundboard.
Well, I ain't got that track, but I got a few of the tracks by Bon Jovi.
Damn it. That's the one we were looking for.
I'll be back tomorrow.
What happened?
Oh, she's talking with us. We'll be back tomorrow.
Speedy will be back tomorrow.
So you're leaving then?
Well, you can just wait 24 minutes and say, I'll be right back, and then hang up again when you can't call back in.
Uh-huh.
Well, all right. See you later.
Have fun.
All right.
Doing whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, doing whatever.
Ha-ha.
Sleeping.
They point out Adam said he was going to call back in, but, you know.
That damn chair got him again.
Probably
yep.
Did.
He's screaming in that chair.
He got caught up in Hostel Part 3.
That's still the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
Wasn't the worst movie.
Oh, no,
I've seen, some pretty bad movies, man.
Yeah, I have too.
I think we all have.
But, I don't even know what to say about that for the movie, though. I mean, I think it's right up there with fucking Paranormal Activity.
I don't know about that. At least this movie had, you know, some strippers and fine-ass bitches and shit.
Well, yeah.
And some, you know, random close-up follow-the-girl's-ass shots.
I think it's the same movie that's worse than all those movies combined. That stupid Bruno movie.
I don't know. That was really funny, though.
It had funny moments, but still, kind of gay.
Well, clearly it was gay.
I think he did better in, like, Borat. Whatever.
What? This is gay. What is this?
I didn't want that version. Gay. I don't want that version. That's a live version.
Of what?
Living on a Prayer.
It doesn't even sound like it.
No, it's a live. It's like a live version of it. That's why.
It sounded like some preschool shit. Like,
yeah, I have to remove that off the soundboard now.
You downloaded that?
You put it on the soundboard without even listening to it. Bravo.
Yeah.
Bravo.
See, that's the mistake you make all the time.
Let's see this happen again tomorrow.
He does that on WWE 13, too. He downloads something, and then he doesn't even look at it.
And then when he looks at it, it's like, oh, fuck, this is horrible.
Yeah.
Why the fuck they download this shit?
Well, no, pretty much because I ended up downloading the entire discography of Bon Jovi.
Oh, you idiot. Will you just... You need to stop doing things like that.
3 hours later, you'll have the song on the soundboard.
If you want an album, download the album, man. You don't have to sit there and download every album the person's ever made.
Exactly.
It'll save you a lot of time.
Pretty much. But I do it anyways, I don't know why, but I just download the entire fucking shit. We all die, apparently.
What?
I said, as we all die, apparently.
I guess.
People need to stop inviting me to play these stupid games. Rico Falzone, fuck you, faggot.
Fuck you, what the hell is that?
I don't know. Somebody on my Facebook, I don't even know who the fuck he is. But he's fucking it. Man, I just bought the fucking game.
Man, doesn't matter how many times.
Another game now.
Doesn't matter how many times you block the game, man. Somebody will still invite you.
Yeah.
Uh oh, there it is.
Minutes late.
Here you go, Chris, man. Just for you. You're living on a prayer.
Chris is not impressed.
Apparently
I've
not.
I've heard that song so many times in the past.
So?
No.
You can't listen to it now?
Are you saying you don't like Bon Jovi?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I wasn't really in the mood to listen to it.
Well, you know what? We don't give a fuck if you're in the mood for it. You're up on
we'll
here to listen to it.
We'll just call you Big Homie.
But yeah, the only difference between me and Big Homie is I don't hate the other artists. I respect them. I don't hate everything we play in the show.
Can't listen to that because Big Homie don't want to listen to that.
So is there even a flyer for Wednesday's interview?
No, I keep forgetting to do that.
Wednesday.
Yeah, Liquid Assassin.
Well, I'm glad to see Havoc's on top of things.
I am too. I guess I get asked to do that as well.
Yeah, right, dude. You'll get that back by the time Havoc finally makes one on the day off. So it's about the same time length. Now, is this interview actually going to happen, though?
I checked with him, like, 2 days ago, and he said he's still down for it.
2 days ago. We'll check with him tomorrow.
Yeah. Or check with him now.
No, not now.
He's in Colorado. He's 2 hours behind.
Yeah.
Later
man.
Today.
I'll just send him a message now. Check.
Whatever. Yeah, just ask him about the show. Don't ask him all your questions right then and there.
I'm not asking any questions.
Yeah, save all your questions for him. For the interview. Then I'm supposed to be asking about his new album, too.
Yep.
I said that, and, you know, we be asking about his new album.
I said yes.
He
I heard you say that.
Well, yeah, Chris, I was going to Ghetto Jesus. He didn't hear what I said.
I didn't even know he had a new album coming out.
Yeah, it's called Apocalypse.
That already came out.
That came out a long time ago. There was
and
even a lot of chapters of Apocalypse.
Yeah, well, considering the fact that you know what he recently just put up on his Reverb.
I have both of those CDs.
Me too. That's where we got the song Serious, which is on the soundboard right now.
Yeah. It's funny that he actually used a beat that was off a SoundClick. He made a song to it. And I also know somebody else that made a song to that same beat. I was like, wow.
Was it you?
Well, I was part of it.
So that's a yes.
It was me and Big C from Legally Insane.
Wow, that's fucking shocker.
That was back here, though. That was years ago.
know, Chris,
we used that beat, and then we heard him use that beat.
You know, Chris, one of these days, man, you get to learn how to, you know, make flyers.
Yeah, Chris, make this flyer, man. I think you need a little work.
I mean, consider the fact, you know, you are the one who set up the interview. But apparently, you know, I'll do it for you.
Havoc. When's the last time Havoc made a damn flyer?
Exactly.
Like, I can't make flyers for shit, but I think I've made more.
to be correct, he has a CD coming out summer this year called Mongrel.
Okay.
Apparently, as Wikipedia says, but who the hell knows about Wikipedia?
Damn it, Wikipedia.
Fucking stop lying. I'm trying to make people believe
Kurt,
that Wikipedia is a real thing. Hey, I was just saying, stop trying to make people believe that religion is a real thing.
Wikipedia is trying to do that?
That's all thing about Christianity, Catholicism, and all the other bullshit.
Is Wikipedia also the Illuminati? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Oh, God. Shut the fuck up.
Like Daniel Bryan lost to the Shield.
Yeah. As Dean Ambrose raped him at the end.
Yeah. That was fucking gay.
He wrote him up quite awkwardly.
It was awkward.
Kind of like whenever, you know, Dolph Ziggler went for the sleeper hold, but he kind of missed, and then he fell down, and then he just turned it into a pin.
Yeah, no, that was just absolutely horrible.
I was like, the fuck is he doing?
Oh, I think he knew.
These damn professional wrestlers, man, they can't get their shit down.
No, they can't.
What the hell?
Yeah, I have a new friend. You have made a new friend. Yeah,
I lost a friend at the same time.
How come when you get a new friend, it's so fucking loud?
Because it's my phone telling me you have a new friend.
Who's your new friend?
I don't know, someone named Dark Thorn. Or Black.
Is that a chick? Is that a chick? Is that a dude?
I hope it's a chick.
I hope it's a chick.
It's a chick.
Are you sure?
Well, I don't know, man. You know, the boobs don't lie.
They could.
It could be a Gmail for all the fuck you know.
It's true. Or it could just be some fat dude.
Let's see. Yeah, it's a chick.
Well, there you go. It's a chick. Now, did you say you lost a friend, Chris?
Yep.
Gee, I wonder why.
And who did you lose?
One sec. Go to the right app. Apparently, I lost Gruesome.
The fuck?
Yeah. Gruesome don't like your ass.
I don't even talk to him, so it doesn't matter.
It's not even like Chris posted anything on his page.
Well, I mean, you know, more like Chris Pratt posted on his page. Hey, I'm a music artist.
Nope.
then he posts back, me too. And then everybody else on his page posts too. Me too, me too, me too.
Nah.
It's nah. Nah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God, here goes faggot ass Little Wayne trying to play the guitar. Time to change the channel.
So we know what Gale does in his spare time. He watches faggot ass Little Wayne trying to play the guitar.
Hey, it happened to be the next music video coming on. But no, Chris, you're right. I sit here and watch Little Wayne video days. Video. All day long. Jeez, can't even say that right.
Because he's doing.
There we go. Rayon on naked in a bathtub. That's better.
I don't know who for who.
What?
I said I don't know for who.
What do you mean for who?
You said Rihanna fucking naked in a bathtub. That's better.
Yeah, she's fucking naked in a bathtub. A chick naked in the bathtub.
Oh, yeah, that's fine and dandy. Just the fact that, she ain't the best looking chick out there.
She ain't that bad. Well, when she had hair.
Yeah, keyword, when.
I don't know. Still kind of hot, though. Not hit it.
I'm sure you would.
We can use Britney Spears as a perfect example of somebody who would do when she was bald. You're talking about who's fucking obsessed with their bald.
That's probably the only bald chick I would have sex with. But it's okay now because she's not bald no more.
Yeah, so which means, he don't care, which means he don't like her anymore.
What the fuck is this? Why does Snoop Dogg got like a full out beard going on?
I don't know. He's a goat face.
Like, I've never seen Snoop Dogg with, like, a fucking full beard. What the fuck is this? And why are these little kids fucking spinning a gun around? Instead of spinning the bottle, spin the 9mm.
We'll give Liquid Assassin some fire.
What?
I said we'll give Liquid Assassin some fire.
It's okay.
Come on, Ghetto. You should already know how I do my fucking promos.
I lost on what the hell you were saying. Yeah, just like every other picture. Damn you, Luna pick.
Yeah, get some better fucking effects here.
Go to Pazab or whatever, man. I got some decent effects on it.
Yeah, but it's already made.
Yeah, he definitely slapped some words on there and put some fire on it. 5 seconds.
Yep. And in a minute, I go get some sleep for my fucking interview tomorrow.
Interview for what? You have a job.
Yeah, well, I'm looking for another job because this job sucks ass now.
It sucked before.
Oh, it's worse now that they're cutting hours.
Why are they cutting hours?
Because they're fucking retarded. They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
It's not really an answer.
There's a fucking managers are retarded too.
Well, that's pretty much like how I lost my last job, man. Fucking, they went from working every day to work, cutting it down to like 3 days or some shit, to having nothing. All in the same night.
Yeah, pretty much. That and plus, you know, they keep fucking packing on fucking weekends for me instead of giving me, you know, an actual weekend off.
Come on, man. You can't get nothing off, man. You just came back.
Yeah, that's why I'm off. That's why I've been off for 3 days now. And then I go back tomorrow. Not tomorrow, Wednesday. But then I'm off Thursday.
Oh, yeah, well, where do you have an interview at?
Some fucking job called Price Rate. It's like Shop Rate, but store. Yeah. Pretty much.
There you go.
Everything's supposed to be really cheap there.
Obviously.
I'm actually surprised you know what that is, Ghetto.
Well, we got a Save-A-Lot or whatever over here.
Oh. What do you know? There's actually a price rate in fucking PA.
Well, I don't know where that's at.
Allentown, Bethlehem.
Of course it's in Allentown. Fucking everything's in Allentown.
Harrisburg,
Reading, Scranton, Sea Cane, and York.
Yeah, see that? Not where I'm at.
A lot of those areas are close to me, though. I mean, like, Reading is, like, whatever, like, 15, 20 minutes out. Allentown's about an hour and a half. I mean, hell, Harrisburg's an hour out. Just like all local to me, basically.
Yeah, see that? That's how far away from me it is. Far.
It happens.
But as for like a Save-A-Lot and, you know, discount stores like that, we have those, you know, pretty close. And Foodland, well, no, Foodland don't really exist no more. Shop and Save, John Eagle. Fucking Walmart everywhere.
What the heck is that noise?
That's just Havoc popping pills.
It sounded like he was taking his teeth out. Like an old man.
Taking his teeth out?
Yeah, like an old man, dude. I know, like, fake teeth.
Jeez, Havoc, how old are you?
Apparently, I'm an old man, according to Chris.
I guess
right
so.
Now, like,
yeah,
like
Chris,
old man taking the retainer out.
Got to soak him in a bowl now.
Chris, as old. Wait, Chris, you realize old men don't, you know, have retainers, right?
Whatever the fuck it's called.
They got fake teeth.
Exactly.
Yeah, which according to Chris is called a fucking retainer.
You know, there's a difference. a retainer is something you put in your mouth. Fake teeth are your teeth. The retainer would go underneath your teeth.
Oh, they call it dentures. Anyway,
I know what fake teeth are called, you motherfucker.
I forgot the word. So I thought it was retainer.
No, it's not retainer. Good try.
It's dentures. Fail.
I guess it was almost close.
Yeah, for Chris, he was.
Like, Chris Logic is almost close.
Oh, wow. Chris Logic. I don't know. That's never close to anything.
I was sitting on Chris Logic. Wow.
See that? That's what it's come to.
I'll even diss it on my own.
I will not take this white-on-white violence any longer.
Yeah, so in other words, we'll turn black and do black-on-black violence.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Why would we want to do that?
I don't know. I mean, you know, he just said, you know, you will not take this white-on-white violence anymore, so I think he's why we should go back.
So you want to change races and just have it that way, then? It'll be the same thing.
That doesn't even make it worse. It just makes it more hilarious.
I just think Havoc wants to be black.
I think so, too.
Hey, why not? Because you know what? Then that way it actually gives me a reason to say nigga.
Well,
and
why,
I knew that was coming up.
Why don't you have a reason now to say it?
Because I'm white.
And yeah, you still say it all the time.
Yeah, you say it a lot.
This is true. I mean, then again, you know, I got bitched up, you know, by that one chick because I was like, I'm white and I stayed homie. Yeah, remember? You're white. You're not supposed to say homie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
Exactly. And it's like, why the fuck am I not supposed to say homie because I'm white?
Now, that's something that doesn't make sense.
That's funny how she kept calling me Eminem.
I would have loved to have had a conversation with that chick just to see how quickly my brain cells agreed.
Dude, I wish I would have had a conversation with that chick.
IQ, 150. IQ after talking to her. What the hell is IQ?
Like, I heard Eminem. I was like, be like,
five.
Well, don't end up like Kim.
Oh, bitch, finally Kim. That would have been a perfect comment.
Yeah, just say some stupid shit like that, yeah.
If you're talking to me stupid, you have to have a stupid response.
Like how Lori posted about some stalker that kept driving by our house or something.
I saw your comment too.
Yeah,
started busting and laughing.
I saw that as a picture one time a long time ago. Some call it stalking, I call it love, yeah.
I was like,
and that's what Chris would say to put in our spares.
Nope.
And then somebody said, either way you say it or whatever, it's illegal. I was going to say, so love is illegal, but then I didn't say that.
I was waiting for your smart-ass comment afterwards.
I was about to type it, but then I was like, nah, I'm done.
Literally, I was going to write like the same exact shit you wrote. I like went too far and keep going around. Like I was gonna write something like that.
Ghetto, what's the shortest track by Liquid Assassin?
What's the shortest track?
Yeah, we got I'm Serious on the Soundboard, Rap Goon, Hey Yo, Heavy on My Side, and Hate Us.
I would say Sound of Them Straps or whatever, but that's not on there. I have that track though. It's old. That's like 2 minutes long or something like that.
Yeah, fuck it. We'll just go with Here Comes the Money by Shane McMahon.
That wasn't even one of the options you gave me.
Yeah, it wasn't an option. You may try again.
I don't know. Why are you looking for a short track, Bob?
Because use the intro for the interview.
Well, none of those tracks are going to be that short.
Yeah.
Well, his is 247. That is reasonably short, if you want to go with it.
Which ones?
KS.
That's how long you said?
2 minutes, 47.
Well, that's close enough.
Ain't that a song with Bizarre? Is that what that is?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll go back and change it tomorrow. Or later.
He ain't gonna change it at all.
for right now is Shane McMahon. Here comes the money.
Here comes the money.
Money talks.
Yes, he's a Carlito, Caribbean, cool.
How the hell is his music going? I don't like people that aren't cool. What the hell's that going?
I see it in the face of people who want to who aren't cool. Something like that.
I don't remember what the hell it is.
I spit in the face of people who aren't cool.
I'm going to have to look this up on YouTube or
something. That's why I'm on here.
I'm surprised Havoc doesn't have it on here yet.
Me too.
You got fucking R-Truth on here.
Why the shortest distance between you and a delicious fresh baked pizza is your oven. Thankfully, it's not delivery, it's DiGiorno.
I don't give a shit about DiGiorno.
I spit in the face of people who don't want to be cool.
There it is.
Yo, I think I have this on my computer.
People don't
want to
be cool.
Well, I mean, considering the fact I downloaded like almost every single WWE theme out there.
That's insane.
Including Chris's favorite, John Cena.
I don't know.
Nope.
It was kind of funny to see John Cena beat up the Shield with a chair, though.
Hell yeah. Yep, I have Carlito right here. Carlito, cool, and you got Carlito, Caribbean cool.
I think he just likes to say Carlito.
Carlito.
Because it's a one Spanish word. It's hard Spanish, you can get him right. Let's hear the Andy in Spanish. Oh, cool.
Say nine.
Fuck that.
Say nine.
Fuck that.
Okay, nine.
No, not Tech Nine. Nine.
Not nine in German either, which is, or not no in German either, which is nine.
Nine. There you go, I said nine.
It's Spanish, though.
I don't know how to pronounce fucking nine in Spanish.
Nueve.
Try.
Nueve.
Isn't that like fucking eight in Spanish, though?
No, A in Spanish is Ocho. What do you say is Oco?
Oco.
Nueve.
There we go. See,
wow.
He's a nine.
He got it.
Yeah.
Yay. Back to the retard.
Good job, man. He will learn Spanish if it's the last thing he does.
You will learn how to count from 1 to 10 in Spanish. If it's the last thing he does.
Yeah.
That's the easiest part of Spanish.
It really is.
I learned that shit back in like the 8th grade. Or something like that. Maybe.
Me too. I mean, hell, like when you get to like 20, like 21, that's even easier. Like 21, 22. Like it's just like, it gets so easy.
Well, that never really made any sense, though. You know, the whole, you have to say, the like.
20 and 1, 20 and 2, like that.
Yeah. And then like.
Oh, you know what? 10 in Spanish is a hell of a lot easier. Dies.
The ace.
Oh, fuck you, I'm going to pronounce it dies.
Dies. No, that's those things that you know, roll.
Well, it's spelled D-I-E-Z, so it dies.
I thought it was D-I-A-Z.
Well, this thing has a D-I-E-Z.
Maybe that's something. No, man, I swear to God it was spelled D-I-A-Z.
Is that like Diaz?
It's sort of, yeah.
Siete.
Siete.
Yeah,
what comes
seven.
After that, Havoc?
Ucho.
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 Well, you know what? This works. Because I found a thing on fucking, I don't know, it's about.com. It says Ocho rhymes with Cocho.
What the fuck?
That's your point. That's the only way you would not say it. Wow.
Who the hell looks that up? What is that?
Havoc. I'll take Havoc for $1 million.
Oh, wow.
But we never use him as a lifeline. And who wants to be a millionaire?
Man, speaking of which, me and Busta B, man, we used to be like the smartest people in our Spanish class.
Until the Mexicans came.
No, I'm saying like all them people in there, man, were dumb as shit, man. Here we are crushing shit, man, you know what I mean? Like, ask us words and we have to say them and shit, man. We always got it right. See that, man, I've known Busta B, man, back fucking freshman year, man, Spanish class.
And now, he's just, we don't know what the hell he does.
Now he works with all the little Jewish kids. Because he works in a school right across the street from the school that we went to, actually.
Why the fuck is he working at school for?
That's what his job is.
What, are you a fucking teacher?
Hell no.
Dinner.
Yeah, right, dude. I can't see that dude as a teacher. You kidding me?
I'll take janitor for 100.
Yeah, he's like a janitor, I guess you would say.
Well, he's a janitor, and he works with little kids. Yeah.
No, he doesn't work with the kids, you idiot.
He's had four, anyways.
Jeez, man. Well, not that I know of, anyway.
You have to ask him. Next time you guys are recording together, ask him.
But, like, he's scared of foreigners with book bags now, though.
What the fuck?
Because of, you know, the whole bombing thing.
So what? He's afraid of little kids who come to him with the bomb?
Well, he posted up that status, and then, just the other night, I saw, like, at least four or five foreigners down by, like, where I was and shit. I was like, I'm so supposed to be this, man. I was like, dude, man, I just saw four to five foreigners with backpacks. I hope this doesn't scare you too much.
Nice.
And then he said that he has to be surrounded all day by, you know, kids with book bags and shit. I was like, man, you're going to need therapy.
Nice.
Yeah, but you got to realize even then, more than likely, he'll be afraid of the therapist because the therapists are foreign nowadays.
He's like, man, I needed therapy years ago.
At least you can admit it.
Oh, man, that's funny as hell, though. The government got to him. Now he's afraid of, you know, foreign people.
You know, my question is, what the hell would he do, you know, if he ever went to Mexico?
Get drunk, I guess.
or have
buy
a
cheap Mexican beer or whatever the fuck they have there.
Probably fuck some bitches.
Or have a heart attack.
Have a heart attack.
Yeah, cause think about it, man. He's there, in his mind, he'd be surrounded by foreigners with fucking book bags.
Well,
that's too poor to afford book bags in Mexico.
Well, I don't know, man. How many people walk around with book bags down there? I don't know. Usually to see people kind of standing there.
Or trying to find a way across the border illegally.
Yeah, where that.
Yeah. Yeah,
so bros.
It would be funnier if he was scared of people with sombreros.
That'd be a funny ass fear right there. Like that one person that's afraid of mustard.
Oh fuck!
That's awesome.
Yeah, did you ever see those shit on TV or whatever? You know, the strange fears.
No, I wish I did.
Man, people are scared of the weirdest shit.
They really are.
There's fucking people, you know, afraid of clowns. There's people that are like, you know, juggalos afraid of clowns. Like, how does that work?
Yeah. Absolutely makes no sense.
Hell, I mean, I even know Tech Nine's scared of clowns, or was at one time.
Man, he dresses up like a clown. Like, what the fuck?
Well, now, but when he was a kid, scared of it.
Motherfucker was rocking, like, the red nose and everything.
Yep.
That's weird.
It really is.
Oh, man.
Warner.
Speaking of foreigners, what about foreigners? What about them?
I'm watching her right now.
Gorilla on the screen? Because that's just your reflection.
But that's a funny foreign.
Exactly.
Snap out of it. I just insulted you. You got nothing.
Can't ever do nothing.
With a new bottle. That's one big head. I can't control my kids. My daughter's wearing a thong. And my son, look, you see his hair? My wife's a lazy princess.
What?
Uh-oh.
You're going to
yell at me. She looks mad, and I'm going to take it because I'm wet.
Can I talk to you in the kitchen?
What choice do I have? You run everything
around here. I can't do nothing. I'm getting like I'm neutered in my mind.
Man, she's really out of it. I've never seen her like this.
I went online and looked up clinical depression. Come here. Scroll down.
Man, I don't care what anybody says, man. I'd do that chick right there, too.
Hell yeah. But I'd definitely take Carmen first.
No, you went too far.
Nah, fuck that, man. This bitch is hotter.
Your mom needs professional help.
My mom's not gonna see a shrink. She'll snap out of this on her own. Until then, I think we should just enjoy the quiet and feed her like a throat couple that cries.
Yeah, this show is always funny to watch.
Hell yeah.
I just wanted to see your mom.
Treat it like a throw pillow that cries. Kind of like Chris.
Good old Chris.
Oh, AJ.
Speaking of AJ, man, she showed up. She showed up, she took a nap, and then she won her match.
Hell yeah, man.
Shit, man, I wish I could be in a match where I could just take a nap the whole time.
You know, George, this is sad crazy. I was hoping for funny crazy.
I fucking love this show, though.
Hell yeah.
Just 2 weeks to work
already. She used up all of her personal days, all of her vacation days. Mel and I have been very generous so far. Where are you staying, Jack? I got a company to run. Somebody's got to inspect the parts, so if she's not back in by Monday, I'm going to have to replace her.
You can't fire her without a written warning.
That's true. Take the card and the flowers.
Boy, that's one fucked up boss right there. Here's some flowers and a card, you know, with your written warning.
Gotta get her back to work on Monday.
Well, when is she gonna be in shape to go back to work in 2 days?
So we'll fix it ourselves. Because that's what Lopez's do. Watch that. We heal our own. Remember when my aunt died? My Uncle Oscar was so depressed he wouldn't leave the house? We went over there.
Wow, dude, yeah. there's such a delay between my TV and what the hell your TV's saying.
We don't even know where he is, that's how good he's doing.
I remember this one. This is the episode with Dog the Bounty Hunter in it.
How do you measure things by the arm?
What the hell, John, are you guys watching right now?
Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Campbell, nutrition, energy.
Well, what was the commercial? I'm putting it on mute.
I'm just saying, man, like, I'm sitting here watching it while I'm listening to it over there, and it's not matching up at all.
I know that, too. One time I was watching Raw, and he was watching it at the same time or whatever, and it's like, okay, you're about 10, it was about 5 minutes behind my TV.
Damn.
Well, then again, yeah, I think he has to realize the fact that, you know, I was watching the DVR version of it.
But it was obviously the same thing, though.
We're basically at the same spot because, like, I heard it on my TV, then I heard it on your TV. It was second after. I'm like, God damn it. And this is why I don't call in immediately at 11 anymore. I wait till it's over and then call in on Mondays.
I see. Well, I don't call in exactly at 11 ever.
Yeah, we know.
Because there's no point to.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much. Man, I hate commercials so bad.
Unless there's something important going on.
Like, yeah, you know, a good interview, such as the criticizing coming up.
Yeah, it's about the only exciting thing going on lately.
And of course, we got the interview coming on May 16th coming up.
Well, I guess that's important.
Well, yeah, it's Ritz.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just Ritz.
We also got, what else we got coming up there, Chris? Your boy, Jugatti.
Yep. That'll be this Saturday.
We don't really need to count him since, you know, he'll just show up anyways.
Yeah.
Reject. As far as I know, I think Mad Max is still coming up.
Nice. When's that one?
The day after Reject.
Okay, then what day is Reject? The day before Mad Max.
He didn't even have to answer. You knew what he was going to say.
I expected him to say that.
I would have said that.
Chris, why the fuck are you still friends with this bitch?
Who?
Fucking Rebel's Angel.
I'm still friends with her, too.
I'm not. I deleted that bitch a long time ago.
I mean, she really doesn't bother me.
Doesn't bother me either.
It's not like she has people hitting me up all the time and trying to fight with me.
don't know, man. Like, just the fact that, you know, every time we had her up on here, the old man's followed too.
Well, they're not together, so. So you don't got to deal with that dude.
True.
That old dude's probably still trying to message us.
And yet.
And he probably has the brick as well.
Man, he should catch a brick.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, Ghetto, I'm pretty sure, his face when he caught a brick. So, what kind of one?
Well, needs to catch another one.
Yeah.
Another brick hit his head.
Preferably. Preferably a house. Man, I was kind of shocked that this Playboy that this person forgot to give me in my last order, whatever, got here before the other one that I ordered. Like, that's a little crazy. Like, this person said that they were going to give a bonus issue with the thing that I was buying or whatever, but then there was nothing in there, and then they said they sent me one out, and that got here before that other thing that should have been here today.
So,
who knows when that one's coming?
Probably never.
What you mean never, man? Motherfucker, I paid $5.99 for it. Better be coming. Cheap as hell. Mainly the only thing I paid for was shipping.
Yeah, I go for the things that say free shipping.
Well, the damn thing was what, like $1.99 plus $4 shipping. Ooh. But that's all right. This person screwed up, so I got to pick my bonus issue.
Yeah, I think it's funny how that chick that they had played Carmen in George Lopez. She's not even fucking Spanish. Like, she's not even Latino.
What is she?
Albanian.
Albanian? The fuck?
Yeah, she was born in Tirana, Albania.
Tirana Rex? No.
But I think it's funny how, I don't know when the fuck this was posted. Oh, like last year. Again, like we fucking put up a fucking pic of, like a promo pic that actually had that bitch, Rivers Angel. And now she's just starting to fucking comment on shit.
Oh, yeah, I remember those pictures.
Yeah.
Nobody ever uses them, though.
Nope.
There's a lot of pictures we don't use.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty sure I got like a shitload of them on my page that you don't even use.
Man, I got pretty much everyone I've ever made on my damn page, but I don't ever use them.
Yeah, you even have a fucking shit from the whore.
The whore.
Yeah, man. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Don't talk about Chris like that.
Yo, mama.
Yo,
that was lame. That was lame as fuck.
At least you get
that. Yeah.
Yo, mama.
What the fuck?
That's like the worst comeback ever, Chris.
Yeah, definitely.
You're so ugly, they got to tie a pork chop around your neck just so the dog will play with you.
Yeah, mama. But you know, like I just think it's funny how like, you know, they had someone like her put someone Latina when she's not even Latina.
Your mama's so small she do backflips under the bed.
Your mama. There we go, fucking George Lopez and well, George and fucking Ernie, but I think they're asking what about fucking Dog the Bounty Hunter.
There he is. That's what's up. All distracted with
the baloney. Will you get him on the leash?
I'm
just
telling you, that was the plan. I'm telling you now, give me the baloney. Ernie, where's the baloney? Inside me?
Inside me?
I'm coming with you.
The fact, wow. Well, so apparently Ernie thought the baloney was for him, for going with George. Going with George to get the dog. Here comes, and here comes Dog the Banter.
Man, that's something Havoc would do.
Hey, Havoc, Liquid just hit me up saying, "Let's do the interview at the end of the tour because it's too hard to find an open time, and work better after." Yep, you just said that.
So I just made that fucking flyer for nothing, and you were bitching about it.
What the hell are you doing with my dog? Okay.
Well, there's no interview that day then.
Yep.
I'm Antonio Villaraigosa, the new mayor.
And another one bites the dust. And another one.
It makes this a better Los Angeles. Come on, Felipe, we have a
so that makes two of Chris's interviews that bailed.
So you're the loser, son, she's always complaining about.
And one of yours that failed.
Yeah, if you notice one, Chris, one.
Well,
you had
well, his kind of failed because some foreigner with a backpack decided to blow things up.
And I kind of...
It'll be $500 for...
Oh, yeah, that was my having sale. Four in the backpack.
That wasn't planned.
And the family death, that wasn't planned either.
Well, oh, yeah, there was that thing, too.
Exactly.
Well, so what's the next interview?
I guess it'll be the Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah, Chris, you might want to, wait. Chris, you might want to get on that now and make sure it's still on.
I will.
Saturday with who again?
Guy and Mumra.
Oh, yeah, so I could take a nap Saturday.
Yep.
I don't know, man. I saw that dude's page or whatever, man. Of I don't know, some random bitch's ass. Is that like a CD cover or something? What is that?
Chris. Yeah, Chris is that. You ain't asking me.
I don't know. I'm kind of in the middle of trying to figure out, like, when Liquid is done with the tour so we can figure out what month to try and reschedule it for.
Well, thank you for your help.
And I do not know the CD cover or whatever it is.
Man, I don't think I paid more attention to that dude's page in, like, 5 seconds than Chris did the entire time they've been friends.
Yeah.
Well, see that, man? It's a good thing you hit him up.
Yes,
before we started promoting it.
Exactly.
That's where I actually promoted a bunch of places, and then having said, well, there's no interview.
We'll just blame it on the foreigner with the fucking backpack.
You fucking foreigner with the backpack!
Florida with the backpack. We gotta make a song called that.
I think I need to make a CD called that.
Oh yeah.
Foreigner with a backpack.
It must be on every track.
Yeah, featuring Busta B, or he could be the foreigner with the backpack
on the title track. For the backpack, featuring Busta B and Psycho Killer.
Be funny as hell. Something perfect. Interesting gotta happen. All this boring shit that people keep putting out.
Yeah, we got Pastor. What's the matter?
Isn't he out straight? Like, he gets a little squirrely when he's pooped up.
Hey, go to hell.
Man, that's like my dog, man. Except not that bad.
and George Lopez saying, well, the banister's okay.
Right. Well, my banister's not okay either, but.
Oh, and Havoc, I got an answer from Liquid when he's done with the tour, May 1st.
May 1st, we already have an interview for May 1st.
Well, no, I was asking when he finished the tour, and he finishes up with May 1st.
Okay.
So
we'll do it, I don't know, May 7th.
That's okay, boy. Here, come on. Mommy thought the couch was ugly, too. Okay, I'm asking if it works.
While you're at it, you should hit up Drew Gotti and make sure we're still on for that interview, too. And
I will.
And this time you're making the fucking flyer.
That's too late. Acetone's already made it. Or making it.
Yeah, we'll have it by Saturday.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or something.
Working on it right now.
Wait a minute. You're drinking a beer, you're laughing at people's misery. Off your back!
Good laugh out of you. Run it out of there like a wolf.
You know, I'm glad you're not going to work on Monday. I don't need all my employees hearing about how I got chased out of my house by a dog. You know, since you've been gone, I've been getting some respect around there.
Look, I want to go back to work, and I want to tell everybody how my little girl was running out of the house because she was being chased by a teacup poodle.
Killer.
That's my story.
It's you.
That's right, I'm Antonio
Villarosa.
It's you.
Because I believe that together we can make this a better Los Angeles. Wow, you really do that.
Like, Liquid just said this to me. He said, let him get home first, then, you know, situate at home, and then, you know, he'll see if it worked for him. Okay?
Let me ask you.
Okay.
What would it be to declare...
Alrighty, then.
Hello. I've got a better idea. Why don't we concentrate on fixing our schools and making our streets safer for all of us? Never do nothing in my house.
Time for the next episode.
Hey, look, there's Havoc doing his hair.
No, that's for a
bunch of, like.
Yeah,
well,
that's definitely
Havoc. It works.
Actually, you don't get it. More like it's Chris doing his hair and his nails. And he's too
what the fuck are you talking about?
And he's too saying he's too stressed to call into the show.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
The short thing. That stupid horse broke its leg.
Hey, you know what? At least this time, you know, Chris can't say he's not a foreigner. Just look. Foreigner.
Wait, what are you talking about? That was going to be his next excuse. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I still have a joke because I'm a fucking foreigner.
I can't tune in tonight, guys. I'm a foreigner.
I would try that one night just out of that. That's just your reaction.
That's going to be my next excuse. I'm going to use that.
Yeah, I can't call in to the Drugati interview because I'm a foreigner.
Yes, that's my excuse for Saturday. Yes. I can't call in because I saw a foreigner with a backpack.
And then, you know what? I'll just fucking hit up fucking, I forgot his name already.
But to me.
Busted Beast.
Man, that's gonna be a running joke with that dude for a while.
You know what? Do I even have Busted Beast on my fucking page?
I don't think I have him on my page either.
Well, his name's not Busted Beast on there, so.
Well, I don't know what his name is up on there.
I don't know, unless you're like a chick. I don't know if he's going to edge you.
Here's a joke that he said to him. Dude, I went to some college. I saw a foreigner with a backpack.
But speaking of you have to be a girl or whatever, man, I was looking through his damn phone, man. He had some fine-ass bitches in his phone and whatnot, and here we are going to pick this one up that we had. It's like, the fuck? And turns out that girl was just talking a bunch of shit afterwards or whatever. Saying she was out of his league or whatever. I was like, man, I saw hotter bitches in your phone than her. Like, what the fuck?
You gotta go find them.
Good luck with that.
Let's see.
Is his name Marvin? Like Starvin Marvin?
Yeah.
I think that's a yes.
No, his name's not Marvin.
Damn.
Well, it's definitely not Matt King.
Matt King? No, I know who Matt King is, though. That dude's an asshole.
Is it Will Ruckus?
What? Ruckus?
Yeah, man, you got some dude up on your page named Will Ruckus.
No.
Is it Gerardo Lopez?
yeah, that's who it is.
Now I was just guessing.
Now he's gonna make up names until he gets it right.
His name is Bobby.
Well, that's gonna help a lot. So I'll type in Bobby.
It will help you if you go on my dead body pimp page.
Yeah, I'm on the Wicked Stone page.
You ain't gonna find them there.
Let's see. We have 55 mutual friends. Hey, look, Bobby Reese.
See, there you go. See how easy that was?
Well, he told me his name is Bobby.
Let's see if we can find him. Well, Adam, I should say. But dude's got a horrible fucking taste in music.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about Busta B. Usher, Kenny Chesney.
I don't know what the hell that dude listens to, man.
he listens to fucking Little Big Town.
Little Big Town? What the fuck is that?
Yeah, it's a country group.
I don't know, man. I was going through CDs in his damn truck and shit, man. I don't know. crazy shit on there.
Hey, that, was crazy shit on.
That was a bunch of rap music, though.
Yeah, well, this ain't rap. He's got country. He's got some pop bands.
Yeah, he's all over the place.
He's got Usher.
Next thing you know, he'll have some Spanish music.
I don't know. He might. Man, I found a Gucci Mane CD in his car. I was like, the fuck is this? I think I like maybe one song by that dude because it was featuring Young Jeezy.
Apparently, he likes a track by some band called Group Love.
Whatever the hell that is.
I don't know what the fuck that is either.
I don't know why you're looking at that. That's I don't think I've ever looked at that.
Just because the record showed up, and I was like, I'm trying to think of why the fuck he's listening to this crap.
I don't know, same reason he makes these crazy fucking songs that he makes. like the retard song.
Yeah, Busta B needs to get some better music.
I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, I don't know either. But unfortunately, I can't comment on his page until he adds me.
Uh-oh.
Good luck with that.
Comment something about foreigners.
Yeah, I was thinking at it, man. You know, like, I was seriously about to comment and say, yo, man, my town is full of foreigners with backpacks.
Yeah, I don't think
he's
gonna.
I went to his college once. It had a whole shitload of foreigners with backpacks.
I don't think he's gonna understand that.
We all could be assholes to him.
It's gonna be funny as hell though, man, if he catches on.
If we should get him to call in and just like freestyle about foreigners with backpacks.
There was one time he said he was actually gonna call in. But then he never did. He said it was pretty cool that I got a shout out, though.
Yeah, you got a shout out, but you never called a fuck in.
I don't know. Even if the dude called in, man, he wouldn't have much to say. Like, I mean, for fuck's sake, we barely even talk.
Yeah. You know what?
No, I meant me and him.
I'm sending him a message saying I see foreigners with backpacks all the time.
He said if I spelled that right.
F-O-R-E-I-G-N. E-R-S.
E-R-S. Poor Busta B, the government got to him. He's scared now.
Of the foreigners with backpacks.
I have a feeling I'm going to give Busta B a fucking heart attack. I just said, I see foreigners with backpacks all the time. I'll send them your way.
Well, you know, there is a marathon or something coming up, too.
Hey, what do you know? Bust the BX. She accepted my friend, my request.
Wow. Okay, now I just got to write 400 backpacks 100 times. I'm going to his page and watch this.
You know what? I'll put this. There's a foreigner.
But tonight, there's a foreigner in my closet.
Actually, that's what I'm putting. There's a foreigner with a backpack in your closet.
Tell him there's one under his bed, too.
Take your closet and under your bed. There's some foreigner backpacks in there.
There.
You know, it'd be funny if he reads that and then deletes me.
No, I don't think he's going to delete you. I don't know. Maybe he'll catch on to who you are.
Hopefully he doesn't. He'll be better.
I mean, since he knows about the radio show and whatnot.
Well, we'll find out if he catches on or not.
Well, I mean, he is kind of slow, so he might not.
He's kind of slow. Well, that's nice. I can see that guy is such great friends.
Yeah, well, what do you expect knowing somebody for 13 years?
Exactly.
Barely even talk, though. Just knew each other in high school, then all of a sudden, after high school, you find out that he's friends with a bunch of people you hang out with. And then you guys are smoking weed, and he crushes Big C in a freestyle battle. And then you become friends. and then
you talk about foreigners and backpacks and freak them the fuck out.
And then all of a sudden you're rapping together. And then being afraid of foreigners with backpacks.
The ending part's perfect.
Yeah, it's all coming together now.
It all makes sense now.
Oh, I guess we'll find out the answer tomorrow.
Man, he takes a very long time to answer.
Anything.
Or sometimes you won't even fucking answer. I said, what's up to him? Like, I said, what's up to him? Like, Saturday, he never even answered me. Fucking prick.
Well, I'm pretty sure you
So then I sent him that, you know, thing on his wall.